It's the cold, yeah. We stick to the cold, yeah.
Wow, what it is, man. Welcome back to the Stick to the Cold podcast. It's your boy Ayo. And if you're looking at the video, you see right here, we got a new co-host here today. It's the first of our regular co-hosts. It's my girl Kat here, yeah?
What's up, y'all?
Hey, look. Hey, man, y'all already know what it is, man. We finna make sure y'all out here sticking to the code. Nigga, fuck it up for real,
yeah? Know what's up.
Hey, look, what it been looking like, man? What's your new year looking like starting off?
I ain't do nothing. You know, everybody went to the club. I stayed at home, baby. I cooked me some chitlins. I don't care what y'all say.
God.
I'm one of them chitlin' eating bitches that you motherfuckers be talking about on TikTok. I'm a chitlin' eating bitch, okay?
Oh, wow.
Sorry. I'm from deep up in there.
My gosh. Ew.
Indeed.
I can't stunt you. Like, I will not eat no chitlins, but as a youngin', before I knew what it was, like before my mama knew it, told me what it was, I ate this shit. I ain't gonna stunt you. I ate this shit, but like once I learned what it was, that shit was like my whole New Year's resolution. It was like, nigga, don't eat chitlins no more. Like my brother and sister ain't eat this shit. They was just like, nigga, that shit nasty. So I was like, what's wrong with y'all? Mama eating this shit good.
It is good.
Oh yeah. Oh, you still eat the shit.
Oh yeah, I made it for New Year's and I ate
you
it
clean
for
them?
New Year's. Yes, absolutely.
That shit take a long ass time. Like,
I mean,
fuck
I only
up
had
kitchen.
Like 10 pounds, so it really didn't take me.
I don't know my chitlin weight.
You other chitlin eating bitches, y'all know that 10 pounds is not really that much. Yeah. You know, and honestly, you can get the ones that's already cleaned, so you just go back and clean it yourself.
I had a partner who was on that shit. I was like, yeah, that's nasty. I think it was like, it might have been like some New Year's shit or something like that. Mm-hmm. Like, I know like folks be on that, like, it's one of them dishes people eat like that, but.
Yep, chitlins. I made some green spaghetti and I made some cornbread. But the only thing I didn't make is some black eyed peas and I was so sick. Like, I ain't gonna have no money in my pocket this year.
You eat it like it's a meat, though? Like, I mean, I don't remember.
Yeah, it is a meat. It's pork.
It ain't no meat.
Chitlins is not a meat.
It ain't no meat.
What is it?
It's intestines. It's an organ.
It's a meat.
It is definitely not a meat.
It's meat. It's meat. It's like, meat.
Do what you do. What you do.
You put hot sauce on it like it's meat.
I had it with hot sauce, but I was like 8 or something like that last time I ate that shit.
It's so, meat. I had it as a meat.
I guess. My fucking New Year has definitely not started off with no damn chitlins. That's I can tell you that much.
It's okay. More for us, the best of us.
I guess whoever that's.
I heard
that's
the Mexicans fry them motherfuckers, man. I don't know. What
Oh, that's like them chicharrones. That's like when they be having like the fried. That's like pork skins or something. Like, ain't it something
it
like
pork,
that?
Is it pork skins? I don't know.
No, pork skin. They ain't the same. Chicharrones, pork skin.
I don't know. I just heard that they fry them or something like that. That's why everybody be all sold out of them or whatever down here. I didn't think nobody down here actually ate chitlins until I went in every store looking for them bitches and they did not have none. So I was asking people like, where they at? Like,
I mean, every store ain't just selling chitlins though. That ain't like what you like. Okay, we gotta make sure we get our beef, we get our pork, and we gotta get our chitlins. Niggas ain't just like, I gotta have chitlins in the store.
If you in the hood and it's around Thanksgiving, Christmas, and New, you're gonna see chitlins in your local Walmart, in your local food. Cause I got mine at the Food Max on the corner store. You hear me?
I ain't gonna lie. Where I'm from, I'm pretty sure they got chitlins like that. But I ain't never looked for them. I ain't never in my life seen chitlins in the store. I ain't never been like, oh, look, that shit looking looking like it's gonna stink up my whole damn kitchen.
That look right there that you just did when I saw them, that's exactly what I did. I was like, yeah, let me go and grab these. And I grabbed all of them. And them motherfuckers was $20 a piece. And I didn't give a fuck. I spent $80 on it, bitch.
You spent $80 on chitlins.
Yes. And I still got some in the freezer.
I don't know. That don't sound right. That sound expensive as hell. That sounds like you buying steaks.
Cooking period is expensive.
Nah, damn that. That when you buy certain shit, it's supposed to be like at a reasonable price. That shit sound like you buying steaks.
It was reasonable considering the fact that it was a shortage on them. You know, like you wasn't gonna find them again.
I don't know the shit that like.
I know, no. You wasn't gonna find them again.
I guess, man. Let's get past this chitlin shit. You all, I'm super tripping.
But what was your New Year's like? I want to know. I want to know what the hell. What did you do?
I ain't do a motherfucking thing, man. I was fucking shaking back with goddamn killer ass with goddamn COVID.
I knew you had COVID.
Good, shut up. Probably got it from your head. But man, that shit.
I think you probably did. Honestly. This was the perfect time to tell you. I think you probably did, because the crazy thing is that, like, when I came here, like, of course I had a little tickle in my throat, but it wasn't nothing, like, in my brain. Like, I'm thinking, you know, maybe it's because it steady going high to cold and high to cold. But when I realized that somebody at work, they said that they got COVID from their kid from school, because their kid was at school with COVID. And so I found that out, like, the day after I left here, and I was like,
you know what I'm hearing right now? This motherfucker gave me COVID. This motherfucker gave me COVID. She like, oh, this kid gave me COVID. And all I'm hearing in my mind is, gave me COVID, gave me COVID. No, everybody, you, motherfucker. It wasn't no group thing.
I know, and I'm not just vaccinated. One. I'm not the vaccinated type.
I ain't vaccinated either, okay, but then. Shit.
Well, you knew, just as well as I knew. You knew as well as I knew that we was liable to get sick. Nah.
Even
the motherfuckers
God.
With the shit liable to get sick, I feel like. My grandma's sick as a dog right now. She was just bragging last week about having, oh yeah, I just got the booster shot. I just got the booster shot. Your booster ass is sick with COVID now.
This is the shit you talking to your grandma?
Yeah.
I can't.
No, really, I told my mama. I'm gonna let my grandma have it after she's sick. I'm like, what happened to your booster shot? I thought your booster shot was gonna save you.
That's it.
She was just bragging.
That's how I be though. Sometimes my mom, she be like heavy on trying to push me to get that shit, but I'm like, man,
that's
I don't,
old people.
Like I ain't even.
Not calling your mama old.
You just did, but you definitely call my mama old. I ain't think about it, but you definitely call my mama old.
No,
but I ain't even like anti to the code to the shit. I'm just like, we're gonna slide past the shit. I'm still in there like, man, I don't know. Y'all made this shit. Like when they was, and you ever got like the text when they was like trying to pay you to get the shit?
Yep.
It been sending that shit like $100 for a second. I thought, I was like, I don't know, but I was like, man, y'all bitch.
If death is a fucking
That's $100. The point. That's what I thought. I was like, $100 ain't worth my
some
shit.
Paperwork. I need to sign some insurance. I need to tell you who to give my money to.
I mean, that's how it is. I ain't get the shit, obviously. I thought about it for a second. I ain't gonna start like I ain't think about it for a second.
After I made it through the first round, I think I can win this war. I fought that battle and I won. I think I can win this war.
You win this war. This is a long ass goddamn joint. All right, look, man, let's go ahead and go to the next shit. All right, look, man, we finna go ahead and get into this code word. Let's go ahead and run this shit. This your shit, so go ahead and run it.
So, y'all, the code word for the week or the day, whatever you want it, whenever you want to use it.
Episode 2.
It's really for the females, you know what I'm saying? Because I know a lot of niggas ain't gonna really say slap. You know what I'm saying? A lot of niggas ain't gonna be like, slap. So slap is an acronym for sounds like a plan. It came from Dion Cole.
I'm happy you said that shit, because I was ready to be like, yo, I better get that man credit.
Did you just interrupt me in front of I'm giving history of the word slap, the acronym slap. I'm giving the history.
History?
Let me finish.
Alright.
So the word slaps comes from a comedian. Dion Cole. You can watch that on Netflix. Slap is sound like a plan. So when you and your girl's trying to go for brunch or, you know, go to the club and be like, well, I'm going to just get dressed and then I'm going to call you or whatever. Okay, bitch, slap. Sound like a motherfucking plan. Y'all use that shit to tell me how y'all like this shit.
Yo, nigga. That nigga like, it sound like a got an ass shit.
Sound like a slap me for plan.
That's whatever the hell.
Samuel Jackson ain't got nothing on me, baby.
Yeah, I ain't gonna lie though. When I seen that bitch too, when I heard, like, as soon as you told me what the code word was, I was like, yeah, I already know where that bitch come from.
Yeah.
I was like,
a lot
but that
of
bitch is hard.
Will.
That bitch is hard when he said, I was like, that shit kind of sound. I ain't gonna ever use that motherfucker.
His friend come up with that. He had to come up. I think he came up with that shit just sitting around thinking like,
sound like a plan. Hell yeah. Nigga, what?
But no, he said he got it from one of his gay friends. That could be possible.
I mean, it felt like that kind of energy. But you never know.
I can't be slapped.
Man, look, we finna go ahead and get into our first cold shit. You ready to get into our cold shit today?
Hell yeah, fuck it. Let's see what these folks talking about.
I bet. Look, man, this first one we got here coming from Reddit. We shit all on coming from Reddit right now, Eric. So we got my boy Marco. What up, Marco? Shout out Marco.
Hey, Marco.
Got down out there in Rome, Italy. Shit. Matter of fact, this the boy I fucked up last week. I had mixed him and somebody else up. I had said Rome and shit. So all my Roman shit last week, this is for my boy Marco. So that Canada one was supposed to be. No, don't even worry. I fucked up. I just fucked up. But so this Marco from Rome 23. And this motherfucker long. I bet. So Marco say, she followed me on Instagram gave me her number without asking, agreed on a date, and the day prior to it told me it was just a night with a friend, not a date. Fuck her. I am baffled and don't know what to think. I met this girl in my uni a month or so ago. We instantly bonded. There was genuine chemistry between us in the following days, and we had the opportunity to know each other better. She gave me her number and was very eager to speak with me at every opportunity. I took up some courage and asked her for a date, and I never seen a person respond so happily. I was stoked. I never had a person be so excited to hang out with me. I bought tickets for theater since she really enjoys it, and a book of poetry to give her to show, to not show up empty-handed. Oh, you're a real one. The days passed and everything was going fine until the day before the date. We had a strange conversation that day about our sexual experiences and what to expect in future relationship. I was not comfortable with the whole situation, but I kept it for me. But I kept it for me and responded as honestly as ever, saying I don't have much experience and not knowing enough about relationships to make points. I have been extremely respectful in all of this, keeping myself some controversial. What's this? That's controversial, right? Yeah. Keeping myself some controversial opinions. She asked me if I'd ever be okay with an open relationship, and I told her I don't know, but in truth, I'm not for it at all. Man, I tell her that shit. Well, the afternoon passes. We talked about the weather. We talked about the theater arranging, where to go, and what to do. Then we both went to our homes. In the evening, I received some message saying stuff about how much she likes me as a person, but she sees me as a friend, to which I responded that it was okay anyway, but I hope there would be something more. The hangout was fine, but in the following days, I kept myself at a distance because I didn't want to develop a serious crush. I stopped writing to her, and I just want to understand what happened. It's been 10 days since I did not hear her, and I don't know what's wrong. I don't know what's wrong I did to have such a 180 degree towards me. That was a lot of shit. But like one off dump, like I don't know, you peep that shit, you can tell, oh, but like you can tell that's the like Rome and other cross seas shit, cause they call it uni. Like they don't call it college and shit like that. They be like, I went to university. Yeah, like they be on that shit right there. I'm gonna let you hit that bitch first. What you thinking about Marco? What you wanna tell Marco?
Let me cause I'm trying to make sure I didn't miss nothing before I speak my piece.
I mean, it was a lot going on though. Exactly. I mean, but shit, you can pretty much sum it up like, bro, was chopping up with LaShawty. It sounded like they went to the school together. And then she gave, like, you know, she followed him on Instagram first, gave him her number. Mm-hmm. And then, like, you know, he like, bet. They were chopping this shit up. And then he hit her with a, hey, bet, let's go out on a little date. She like, yeah. Then they was talking about sex, probably talked about some shit she ain't like. And then she was like, oh, I see you as a friend. And, you know, they wound up having a friend date when this man had a whole place. Because I ain't done some of that shit that man said. I ain't 23. I'm a little bit older than 23, and I ain't never done some of that shit that man did. Like, I ain't
maybe he is a great person to be courted by, like taking out on dates and stuff, but he's not actually relationship material as far as like somebody that they would want to be with. Because I mean, if they started saying seeing him as a friend, he must not be their ideal.
I mean,
guy.
But it seemed like Shada was on like that. She was, it seemed like to
both
me,
both of them was feeling it him like until they, was they on. Actually met him. Let's get real.
Who was both?
What ain't that the same? Ain't it two?
It's one chick.
Girls?
It's one chick.
Followed me on Instagram.
This is the same chick. This one chick right here.
Just a night with the friend.
So I this is the same chick. They were chopping it up, and then like
two different girls. Well, yeah, I mean. If after they met, after they had all this conversation, they actually met, it's something that he did at the date, and it turned her off.
Hold on, but she was on that shit before that. I don't know, man. He might have did some shit, or like in my mind, like when they was talking about whatever sexual shit. Cause like one, I think he said like he ain't really got too much experience or some shit like that. That might have been what it. She
might be promiscuous.
Promiscuous?
Yes.
Okay.
Absolutely.
That okay, promiscuous. Man, she actually wild. I mean, you know, I'm all about doing your thing or something, but like, she probably out here.
When you think of open relationship, oh, yeah, everybody thinks of Jada Pinkett. So,
I don't know what the folks doing that goddamn. Like,
anytime you hear, the black community thinks of Jada Pinkett and Will Smith every fucking time a motherfucker say something about an open relationship. They swear it down to folks in an open relationship, which if they is, I don't give a fuck, but, you know, that's just a reference. But maybe she just, yeah, maybe she's promiscuous. And if they 23, if she 20, how did they didn't say how old she was.
Well, yeah, we don't got
but
her.
If she,
she probably the about same the same. They age, both in, they both in college together.
Oh well, fuck no, hell no. Is she still in school?
I mean, I guess so. This shit just happened.
You knew a month or so. Yeah, I'm guessing if they both in school, hell yeah, she wilding right now.
I mean, that might be the case. I ain't gonna lie though, cause like one,
you'll make a great friend. I don't want to hurt. I don't want to get like in a relationship with you.
I ain't never going on no goddamn friend day. You got me fucked up. Like I ain't never in my life going on no friend day.
Ain't nothing wrong with going on a friend day.
Except for when you want to fuck them.
That's what's wrong with a lot of fucking men. They don't want to go on a fucking friend day.
I don't
want
to be your friend.
Don't want friend. Exactly.
That's that real shit. Hold on. No.
You, but
if I hollered at you, not to be your fucking friend. Don't be like, oh, best. Nah, I ain't your motherfucking bestie. I ain't your friend. I'm trying to fuck you. Don't be talking to me like I'm your fucking best friend. Like, that's just that rich. Like, it ain't even about no, I just want to fuck. It's just like, I hollered at you. It's like, I ain't. I wasn't like, oh, she look like she'll be a great friend. I was like, she look like.
So, basically, you saying you didn't come with it. Because you didn't come with the intentions on us being friends, we can't be friends because I turned you down?
We can be friends. But she didn't turn him down. They chopped it up, and they've been on some. And it seemed like how he running it, they've been on that kind of energy. Like, before that, like, it might not have been crazy, because he said he ain't too experienced in sex, so I don't think they was talking too much sex shit. But it seemed like they was on that energy. She was like, he asked her out, and she was stupid happy. He asked her out. She was, like, stupid happy. Like, yeah. Oh, I can't wait to go out with y'all. Go out with you.
Because she probably used to just getting fucked in the backseat of a car. Yeah. She might just be used to getting fucked in the
It might be that.
And you know like what I'm saying? Niggas ain't actually taking bitches out. So she probably like, damn, hell yeah, I go. Like, this nigga trying to spend some money on me? Yeah, let's go. Like, hell yeah, fuck it. But I don't want to do anything with you because you're a fucking cornball.
I ain't gonna lie, bro. Like, that whole, I mean, I don't know how shit is in Rome, so I feel like some of that shit might be, you know, overseas or some shit, like, they move differently or something. Mm-hmm. But, like, that whole, I bought her a poetry book, I ain't never showed up to a date with a gift. Like, it might make me ain't shit, but I ain't never showed up like, oh, I want to holler at you, and I brought you this gift to
you. You didn't bring a motherfucker flowers when you, because motherfuckers.
How many times you been brought flowers on a date?
I haven't been on a real date. Ever? I'm 22 and I have yet to know.
I ain't gonna lie, I was late as hell. Like, I was out of college when I went on my first date. Like, my first date, like, I was just, like, fucking around. But
come on now, let's get real. Motherfuckers really don't know how to date until you actually get grown, and you still have to tell the motherfucker, "Hey, bring me some flowers when you can open the door."
Man,
bullshit like that.
I ain't gonna, unless it's like your joint or something. But like that whole, I feel like that's just really some older shit. Like that, bring some flowers or some shit. That shit
that's
cool,
old
but
folk shit.
Unless you just want that shit, because like I ain't gonna lie, like kind of on that same joint. Like if you pulled up with some flowers or some shit to most chicks, especially like you pull up to the right motherfucker, they're like, "Nigga, what the fuck?" Like, I ain't got time for that shit.
Bring me an Ave Bay. Eh. Bring me an Ave Bay. You could have kept these flowers. Bring me the other flowers.
Okay. Like, yeah. If your ass would have said that shit, like, nah.
You know what? Date over, bitch.
We ain't got time for that shit.
Stoner thug, bitch.
We ain't got time for none of that shit.
Bring me an Ave Bay.
But let me. I'm trying to see what else.
I'm trying to see what I missed. Like,
because bro said he pulled up with the flowers. I ain't gonna lie, that open relationship, like, I mean, you know, if I'm single, I'm doing my single shit, but I ain't with that open relationship shit. So, I don't know, like, the way bro moved with Shawty, like he ain't wanna pull up empty handed shit. He bought a ticket to the theater. I ain't gonna lie, I wanna took out, just straight up, me, I wanna took out. Like, in my mind, it's like, bro, do your thing, but you ain't gotta do all that. I feel like bro probably moved too heavy. I really, that's what I feel like it is. He moved too heavy with her. And he was just doing too much. Yo ass out here, you rereading the whole damn thing?
Because, yeah, he's just saying he was like a fucking cornball. He needs
to. So that's how you feel reading it? You feel like.
Let me tell you.
Hold on, is that because of what she said, or you just saying it because of, like, he read it?
I'm reading it, and he seems like a cornball. Like, he seems. And honestly, I'm not saying a cornball, like, is in a bad thing. He seems
it
like
ain't a good thing.
No. It's different types of cornballs. You got the
cornball. Name me one good way you can be a cornball.
If you let me tell you, the motherfuckers, this type of cornball ass nigga, he a cornball in her eyes to her. If he was with a particular girl that hadn't really had too many bodies, and I think he would have got a better response than this. This bitch just used him for the experience, period.
I mean,
she wanted the experience of being going out, and she was excited about it going out, not regardless of who it was with, type shit, if that makes sense.
I mean, I guess so. In my mind, like I say, I don't really know like too much. She did a whole lot, but my biggest thing, I wouldn't have took out. Like as soon as she hit me with that, like if you feel like I'm your friend and I know I'm down, so not just trying to be your friend, I'm not finna take you out on no date.
Yeah.
And that, like if we do go out, like it might. I mean, some dudes, you know, super chivalrous shit or whatever. We for sure going Dutch on it. You paying for your shit. I'm gonna need this bread back for this ticket. Like I'm gonna be like, hey, look, like I might get a poetry book because I ain't got shit else to do with it, or I might get my refund on that bit. But I damn sure ain't finna do all that. Like,
in my thing, yeah.
I feel like it was just like too much. Like,
and he probably, and okay, so with him not liking her, what she said about sexual relationships, he probably was turned. He probably actually showed it, and she probably picked it up. He probably showed that shit, and she probably picked it up. Like he probably like. Couldn't really get over
it. Yeah, like the vibe might have been wrong. Cause I feel like if she asked in an open relationship shit, he probably said it in a way, but she was like,
asked for, is he open to an open relationship? And honestly, I mean, nobody is. Nobody is open to an open relationship.
I mean some folks out here might like it, but
I mean, I feel like this, if you want to deal with somebody like that, I mean, she asked you to be her friend. She didn't ask you to be her boyfriend. She could have easily asked you to, you know what I'm saying, be a nigga while she was out here doing whatever she wanted to do. She could have easily cheated on your ass. But, you know,
I feel like that. I'm like I said, I agree with you. I just feel like for the most part, like the way they was moving. So pretty much, so let's go ahead and wrap this joint up. My final call with it. I don't feel like bro did nothing wrong. He just should have. As soon as she hit her with that, we friends? Been like, all right, we friends. It's gonna be a friend date. You better bring your friend money. You better bring your goddamn all this other shit. Cause like if Shotty like rocking like that, man, you gotta go and cut it off. So what you feel like? So what's your final saying on this? You just feel like what?
I would love to have a friend who would wanna go on friend dates or whatever like that. I mean, it honestly
ain't nothing wrong with being your friend, but if I holler at you, that's different.
I agree, but you have to respect me saying, okay, I want to be friends because I'm not ready to be in an actual relationship and commit to one person just yet. I'm ready. I'm out here doing a damn thing, technically. So we can be friends. We can go out. We can go to the movies. We can do this. We can do that. And I pay sometimes. You can pay sometimes. We can do that.
I don't feel like this that joint, though. Like, I feel like it's that, but I don't know. I feel like you can do that, but I feel like just the way that they went about it, I don't think she was on that. It was just like he hollered at her. And then, like, cause she was vibing with him at first, but let's go ahead.
Yeah, she made him friend material. You can't.
She was happy to go out at first. She was happy to go out at first.
She was because somebody wanted to hang out with her.
Hold on, but she ain't throw that friendship. I don't know, man. Let's go ahead and go to the next one. All I know is Shawty ain't shit. You can run this one right.
Yeah. So this is another situation sent in from Reddit. The name is anonymous, guys, but this is from Arlington, Virginia. It's a female that is 28 years old. How do you feel about hair down there? She said hair down there. This girl crazy. Oh, Lord. I shave when I know I'm likely going to have sex, but other than that, mostly let it do its thing. I don't like having a true bush, but shaving also sucks. I don't really care what a man does. Shave feels cleaner when I'm down there, but I also appreciate the humanness.
I think that was what she wanted for humanness.
Oh my God. Okay, Miss Lady. Humanness. Wanted to say manliness, but
yeah,
it's just in a human way. Okay, I can see that. I got you, girl. Of having hair down there. Curious on others' thoughts on the subject.
So what you want to do? You going first?
You finna go first. You caught me on the spot on your joint. I'm calling you on the spot on your joint.
Shit, that's straight. Like, I ain't gonna lie to you. Like, in my mind, like, when I ain't going for that bullshit. Like, just one, just like, going. Like, you ain't finna come with that shit looking like, oh, damn, what is all that? Now, am I saying, like, if I'm, like, first time rocking with you or some shit, am I saying if you like everything else, like, yeah, and it's like, damn, look at all that down there. Right, I'm gonna do it tonight though, but we ain't gonna do this no more. That's how I'm moving with that one. Like if it's all that down, I ain't with it, but it can be there. Like it ain't gotta be like baby clean, but you gotta like you manage that motherfucker, son. Like, that shit just can't be like reckless on some scary movie type shit. Motherfucker just come out whoosh and some shit. I can't do all
that. You pitiful. Okay.
I can't do all that.
That's crazy. I just had my first wax not too long ago. So
that shit sound like it hurt.
It was. I told that bitch my pussy was on fire. It felt like my pussy was on fire. That's what it felt like. So anybody that want to know how a fucking wax feels, it's going to feel like your pussy on fire. Set on fire like she little match and threw that motherfucker on there with some alcohol on it. But I'm the same way. What she's saying, like, if I ain't finna get no action, I'm not finna just be going to manage no fucking yard that I ain't got nobody. You know what I'm saying? Ain't nobody staying there. So why would you go cut the grass if ain't nobody staying there? Like, ain't nobody living there right now, so... I mean, but if I know that eventually, like, something, I'm not gonna let it get too long either. Like, it's not gonna be like I can braid it or twist it up, like, you know what I'm saying, like that. It's gonna be managed, like you said. But as far as she don't like having a true bush. That's me. But shaving also sucks. That's fucking me. Absolutely. I feel you, girl. And I do care what a man does. If he too fucking hairy, he can't expect to get no fucking hair. And honestly, if he too fucking hairy, I know that hell no. Any nigga I fucked, if he got hair, like, I really don't like that, and I voiced my opinion about that, because bacteria can always be caught up in that shit, no matter how much you fucking clean that shit. This shit is in your fucking hair. Like, it's in your fucking hair. Shave that shit off. And not only that, it holds odors. And when you freaking, like, if you freaking, whether you freaking raw or not, it's gonna be little pubic hairs coming off your dick onto my coochie. Now I gotta pick your little pubic hairs out of my pussy. Like,
I guess that shit got all the way goddamn left just now. Like, I ain't never just had my pubes, at least to my knowledge.
This is just a woman's point of view. Yo, pussy when head. You find it, when you clean hold it up on, so, sex.
But if his shit going over, that mean that mean both of y'all hairs got combined together or some shit? Like,
What you mean?
Why his hair is coming off?
If you haven't, I mean, it could be just loose little pieces of, like, hair, like, just little strings of hair, like, if you fucking or whatever like that. Yeah, I mean, that shit.
I guess, like, the whole, I don't know. I feel like I can go with it. Like, cause shit, honestly, my first time, like, with my whole shaving shit, cause I mean, I manage my shit for myself, though. So, I mean, I get, like, buku females be on that shit right there, but... The whole case of like not really doing it. Like, I shave for my damn self. Like, I don't like my shit being too wild. Like, I'd be like, all right, let me go ahead and turn this shit up, get this shit together.
That's how everybody should be. Facts. That's what she was saying. I don't like having a true bush, but shaving sucks. She ain't letting her shit get to where it's like, goddamn, bitch, you need to mow your lawn. She is just saying, like, you know, I might shave, I might not, you know, I shave it off a little bit, or, you know, and I know some bitches who be saying how they make the little mohawk look thing. Like, I've never thought in my mind to trim my shit to make no motherfucking mohawk, okay? You bitches need to stop that shit, because y'all got these motherfucking niggas texting asking me about this motherfucking shit. No, bitch, I'm not shaving my shit into no mohawk. It ain't no straight line going down my coochie, and it's not no triangle either. Either it's gonna be gone or it ain't gonna be gone. Like, no. So
I guess I ain't gonna lie, like, with that little design shit. When I was younger, I ain't gonna lie, I like also a little artiste down that motherfucker.
This bitch is drawing on her coochie and you are I ain't really finna
do that shit now. But, like, when a nigga was younger, I was a little... I done this shit before. I ain't finna stunt. Cause shit, the first time I ever had my... the first time I shaved my shit, I ain't shaved my shit. Like, somebody else did the shit. Like, it was, like, a chick who I was rocking with. And Shadow was just like, I don't even know if, like, if she was kind of, like, tripping on it. Cause I hadn't shaved before. This was, like, in college or some shit. Shadow was like, hey, whatever. I was like, what the fuck? Like, she like, you want me to shave your shit? Like, I guess shit. I mean, I don't know. Like, I wouldn't even think about the shit, but... Shout out, you like use a razor and shit, nigga, like bumps and shit, you know, like razor bumps or some shit. I'm like, man, bitch, listen to your ass, but I ain't.
Yeah.
So your mindset, you gonna let that shit just be pretty much, you just like, huh? You just gonna let your shit go till it's I don't wanna ask it like that, but so you would just let your shit get as wild as possible if you ain't smashing it.
I don't like having a true bush, but shaving also sucks. Meaning that she shave her shit. Like, she trims her shit down. She just don't shave it all off. Like, if she not finna get no sex or anything like that, she not finna shave it all off. She'll take some scissors or, you know, whatever, and trim it down. Like, I done take some scissors and trim my stuff down before.
Some scissors?
Yeah. Well, I don't know if everybody's parents do this, but that's how my mama showed me how first. I wasn't using razors first. I was using scissors.
Yeah, I ain't never put no scissors down there. Like, I mean,
that was, you know, you got the small hair scissors, you know.
Yeah, I know you're talking about.
So she showed me how to do whatever like that. I ain't never cut or snip myself or nothing like that, but the scissors was better than the razors. So.
I mean, I feel like it can be like that. Each day on, everybody do their thing. Like I say, make that motherfucker look nice and pretty for me, though.
Stupid.
I had this shit nice and pretty. All right, look, man. Y'all, let's go ahead and get into this motherfucking goddamn dope business of the week.
Period. Y'all already know who we talking about today.
Got goddamn turkey leg hook, you heard me? Look, man, it's Houston. Neither one of our ass from Houston, but hey, look, man. That's a dope-ass place. I mean, shit, if you ain't heard of turkey leg hook, like, where the fuck you at? Like, I don't care if you in Houston, New York, goddamn L.A., whatever the fuck. Like, everybody on turkey leg hook. That shit be going stupid.
All I ask is that y'all make sure y'all read what y'all can and cannot wear before y'all go stand in that damn line. Do you hear me?
I mean, I feel like it's a, like I ain't been there since like since they had that little whatever joint with the clothing joint.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
So I don't know how it is now, but I mean, I guess because they say like some people like pull up doing the most.
People pull up like in anything. Like, people will pull up in like slippers, you know what I'm saying? House shoes, you know? So with them being a black, honestly, I respect all their rules because you'll do that for a white person to go in their, you know, restaurant and sit down and do whatever. Like if it's luxurious, like you can't go in Chapman and Kirby with that mess on. Chapman and Kirby going to turn you around, period. Mm. You can't do that. So honestly, you respect them folks' rules, period. Because you want them to respect your business rules when you have your business. That's all I'm saying.
I feel you on that shit. Like, I ain't gonna lie, I pull up to some places like, I pull up to some places looking like a nigga. I pull up to like a luxury joint looking like a nigga. Like, I pull up looking like a nigga anyway. I ain't gonna start to you like, oh yeah, I got all that shit. Hey, but I look like this, bitch. This what I win. You gonna let me in? Thankfully, I ain't never been turned around. Yeah. Hey, that be that shit. Like, you put it in the air and like, oh yeah, nah, get your nigga ass. Like, fuck y'all, I'm a leader. But obviously if y'all ain't peeped the shit, Turkey Leg Hut, goddamn restaurant out here in Houston. Yep. Like I said, if you ever visit in the Houston area or you live out here, they what's the address? 4830 Alameda Road, the Suite AB. What the fuck? They got two suites.
Okay.
And you can follow them on Instagram and all that at Turkey Leg Hut, just spelled regular like that, man. But it's a dope ass place. You ain't never had Turkey Leg Hut?
I haven't been to Turkey Leg Hut yet.
Oh shit! Girl, that shit slap though. Like real, so you talking about slap? That shit slap.
The main reason is because the line be long as fuck, y'all. So that's why line be long as fuck. But I know it be worth it. So it depends on
how you pull up. Cause like I didn't see that line like on some like when they posted or some shit. Like nah, I ain't doing that. But like other times, even when it's a line, like when I done been, it didn't always been a line anytime I done been, but the line moved decent.
Oh, okay.
So like
they got a
decent amount of seating in there. So like even though it might seem like it's a line, the line still a move through. So like you looking like it's 20 people in front of you, but then, oh shit, I'm like 20, 30 minutes or something. Like,
right.
Like you in a reasonable time, like compared to the line.
Like
so,
a regular restaurant.
Yeah, so it don't be too bad.
Make it seem like everybody dying to get their food. God dog, they make you want to stay at home or order DoorDash. Be like, can I DoorDash a turkey leg?
But I mean, shit, I didn't got turkey leg hood to go. Like, I didn't took turkey leg hood to the crib.
Okay, so do I got to wait in line to get it to go?
I ordered it online.
Okay.
So like, and with that shit, you know, they just like pull up because like they got like at least when I went, they had like the little spread, like they had a table, because I feel like it was early in COVID and shit, so they had like a table and shit. Like you just go in there, grab your shit, and like go. So,
okay, y'all shit. Get y'all some turkey leg.
Yeah. All right, look. So let's go ahead and get back to this cold shit. Damn, I got another long one. All right, bet. So we got anonymous one coming in here. No location or nothing like that, but. Let me see. I think this is male right here, if I ain't mistaken. All right, so look, they saying, hi, guys. Me and my wife live on a sailboat, and once a month, I have to travel for work. The jobs last 3 days normally, and that's enough for us to both live on. I recently... Hey, that's a goddamn lick right there, goddamn. You ain't got to work but 3 days, goddamn.
What you do? Travel for work? What you do, sir?
Hey, man, he getting that shit that's that straight off the boat right there. That's that cocaine right there. That's the hard work he moving right there. But
that's why it's anonymous. Makes a lot of sense.
Yeah, nigga, like you don't need to know what I do. You don't need to know who I am. But I recently started noticing this same boat would pull up into whatever anchorage we were in a couple of days before I would leave, and then the boat would leave the day I arrived back. So that's the bullshit. I arrived home early, last job, and couldn't get hold of my wife to pick me up at the dock, so I sort of called her out on it. She broke down in tears and said she was so sorry and that nothing sexual ever happened and that she had just made a friend and she would never contact him again and that friendship was over. Fuck all that. Now I'm back at work for the weekend and go check the webcam from the marina I'm staying. And lo and behold, guess whose boat is tied up right next to ours? That motherfucker ain't shit right next to you. Like, bitch, you could at least have that bit down the way. But okay. All right, so look, I know she's cheating, but when asked, she denied it. What do I do? And he was like, all right, I'm really not a jealous person. If she was honest and said she wanted an open relationship, I don't think I would have cared. It's the sneaking around that has led to the fact I just don't know how I can deal with the trust issues going ahead. And all right. And now here's the twist. I am not from the country I am currently in. If we break up, I must leave the country I have spent the last 4 years building a life for myself in. And I am extremely lucky in the fact that I am a dual citizen of Australia and Europe. So it's not like my quality of life or anything will be affected, but still I have friends and places and I love where I'm currently located. Man, that's a fucked up ass situation, bro. And
I wish you would have said why he has to leave.
Cause if you married to somebody, some shit, you get like a visa or whatever. So like you can, like if you ain't from America, but if you marry somebody who American, you can move over here. But like, you know, you can't just come up to no other country regular otherwise. So basically, bro, pretty much either from Australia, Europe, or one of them motherfuckers. Cause that's what he say on there. So you just gotta, as long as you marry somebody from another country, people be doing that shit. People be like dead ass, like marrying somebody, like they be having like them mail order brides and shit. Motherfuckers will marry somebody from America just to get moved over here. Mm-mm. But
America ain't all that, baby.
Shit, go to some other places. It be looking nice over here once you see some of the other shit though. But so like, what you thinking with bro? You quiet? You don't know what you want to say? You don't know how you feel about that?
I mean, first of all, he gonna have to catch her ass cheating.
He gotta catch her cheating.
He's gonna have to catch her cheating. If she stayed in line, he gonna have to catch her ass. Like if she stayed in line, there's no way to get a liar to tell the truth unless you catch their ass.
I ain't gotta catch your ass. I ain't gotta catch you. Like
regardless, he gonna have to catch her ass in order for them to be able to have the conversation. Cause she gonna keep breaking down in tears and saying she's sorry and nothing sexual. Like because for one, women downplay situations because they're scared of what men would do or what they might say after a situation of them feeling hurt or if they feeling hurt or anything. That's why women minimize situations like this and say nothing happened. So with that being said, he's just going to have to catch her ass. And honestly, if he's not a jealous person, he's going to have to be calm when he do catch her ass. And if she was honest and said she wanted an open relationship, go fuck you some bitches.
Just I mean, but they married bitches. Though. But they married though. Like
she fucking if she
fucking you ain't shit.
Man, fuck that. If she fucking go fuck you some bitches. Like it shouldn't, you know. And honestly, like I said, if you catch her cheating and you start cheating, honestly, she can't break up with you because you caught that bitch first. She can't fucking leave you. And honestly, shit. I don't know. It depends on what type of marriage they got going on. Cause if I catch that bitch cheating and we marry, oh, I'm taking your ass to motherfucking court. We're going to court. We're going to court.
But he gotta leave the country though. Cause like that's the part. Like he might want to do that shit, but the part is, regardless, he gonna have to leave based on it. Niggas ain't no break. That's a divorce.
He said they gonna have to leave based off if they break up, right? He gonna have to leave the country based off if they break up.
Yeah, he gonna have to leave the country and change it.
Yeah, he don't have to get a divorce. I didn't say get a divorce. He can fuck other bitches. They can have an open relationship.
But how you know he wanna get in an open relationship?
He said if she was honest and she wanted an open relationship, I don't think I would have cared.
But he ain't with that right now. And he don't know that she want an open relationship. She might just want to fuck somebody else and not have him fuck nobody else. Just cause, like, when you cheating, it ain't like you cheating. Like, ah, damn, I want us to be cheating and doing some shit. So, what you feel about the open relationship shit then? Like, you with it?
If that's something, would I do it? If I've been married, it depends on how long I've been married. If I've been married for probably 40 years or whatever like that, I probably would. I probably would.
Like, so hold on. So you gonna like do a long ass relationship, no open relationship, and then just all of a sudden
open that hole.
I think I wanna see that's that shit. Like on the rail, that's that shit that like had me. That would have me pissed the fuck off. Cause like female, like I ain't gonna say females like that, but I ain't dating niggas, so females be out here whole like y'all vibing or whatever. Then like I wanna do some new shit. Some new shit? What the fuck is this new shit? I ain't trying to be with this new motherfucker. I want to do this shit I was doing with you when I got with you. Because I got with you because we was doing this shit. Don't be telling me 40 years later, I think I want to fuck other niggas and still be with you.
Because I don't like this same. You still pulling that same old move. Man, pulling your back out. Blowing your back out. Pulling this same old ugly ass move that really don't feel that fucking good. I'm just doing it because you think you doing something. Man,
you better be honest and tell me that shit. But I damn sure ain't finna like, I don't know. Like the open relationship shit, I feel like it's straight. But I don't know, like in my mind, bro, just out of like one, just nut up and just be like real with y'all. Like, look, bitch, I ain't trying to hear none of that shit. None of that. I ain't cheating. None of that. Like, you don't need to be friends with this nigga because I ain't fucked up over my chick like being like, you know, being friend, having nigga friends or something like that. But what you ain't finna do, you ain't finna be cool with somebody and then act like, oh, I don't know them. And then I pull up like, oh, it ain't nothing happened. Like, what? Like, now I'm suspicious because I don't got trust issues. But if you doing some iffy shit and you making it iffy, like everything
saying
about it, like, bro, you just gotta like tell Shawty, like, kill that shit. We ain't finna do that. I mean, I don't know. The only
but he the type of nigga that's open to an open relationship. And the only, I feel like the only reason he opened to an open relationship because he don't want to go back wherever he came from.
I mean, I feel and like that's a part.
And that's cool. You know what I'm saying? Nothing wrong with that. But, yeah, you. If she steady lying and shit, you just gonna have to catch her ass cheating. Like, you gonna have to come home early, catch her ass cheating, tell her, bitch, I knew your ass was motherfucking fucking these niggas. Why the fuck you ain't just say that? We could have had an open relationship. Keep on fucking that nigga. I finna go fuck me a bitch. And just leave it like that. Because, I mean, if it comes to an agreement, like, I feel like this. People be married for a long time and it's you steady trying to fuck. I'm trying to fuck with one person and it's not necessarily working. So you necessarily go out. Some people role play, you know what I'm saying? Mm. And some people add people into their bedroom. And some people, you know, just go do something somewhere else. So when they come home, it's like, it's more appreciated because a nigga, like for instance, I had this friend. She had a nigga, and this is gonna be the last thing. She had a nigga at home. You know, she was in college. She had a nigga at home, but she was fucking her ex back at school in college. And so she was wondering, you know, she was kind of, she was like, he always fucking me so hard. He just always fucking so rough and
the fuck?
And he just I said, first of all, you not his girl. He got a girl. His girl is at home.
Okay, hold on. So this is a dude in college.
This is a dude that she went and she,
so the nigga she fucking got a girl.
This her ex-boyfriend. He has a girlfriend. Yeah.
Okay.
And I said, first of all, you not his girl. That's first of all. And second of all, he wouldn't make you his girl because you got a nigga and you in his bed. So why would he be gentle and fuck you, right? Like, he trying to get his nut. He not fucked up about you.
Oh, so he just fucking her like he ain't giving a fuck. Like, he.
I mean, he just trying, you know, and that's how she described it. I'm not sure if that's how it happened. But the way she was describing it, it's just like, okay, bitch.
So that's probably like she like they, because you said that's an ex, so she didn't like fucked him and he didn't like probably like fucked her right before, but now he probably on that like, I don't really give a fuck, I'm just trying to do my shit.
You ain't my bitch, I'm not finna make love to you, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's how niggas be thinking about, like, I'm not finna make love to you, bitch, you're not my bitch, like, I'm not with you, like, there's no reason to be making love to you, and you got a nigga at home and you at my house, like, you ain't worth a motherfucking damn, you a hoe. I'm finna treat you like one, I'm finna bone your ass like a slut and send you on about your way, period. And with me being her friend, I told her that shit at my mouth. And I know what type of friend I am. That's why I don't have friends. If anybody want to be my friend, make sure you're a real friend. But
you ready to be told that your goddamn nigga out here fuck with? Ain't what shit? You know, I ain't even mad at you because that's real shit.
And that ain't.
I mean, if you cheating, you already gotta know that situation. Nigga ain't gotta be like, oh, be right by you. Then nigga don't gotta do right by you.
Hell no.
He ain't your nigga.
Johnny,
I mean, but if he fucking the shit out of you, you know, like, you might want to get out that situation. Like, hey, nigga, I can't be fucking you if you finna be fucking me like you reckless.
No, for real. But, you know.
Go home. Your pussy hurting in the wrong way.
She's a whore. So. Okay.
So,
the next situation we have here is sent in from Reddit from a man named Seth. I almost called your ass Seth, boy.
Oh, wow.
Seth. This motherfucker. He's located in Western Australia. Damn, can we get somebody in the U.S. with some bullshit going on? Age 19. Okay. He might get a little bullshit going on. gave a girl my number. A lot of guys will say, you need to get the girl's number because women don't like passive guys or some other alpha male bullshit. I'm gonna stop you right there. There's no such thing as an alpha fucking male. Y'all can look that shit up. It's alpha. It's an alpha woman. Y'all can look that shit up. A woman leads every fucking wolf pack ever. Like, y'all gotta look that
shit up. I don't know about your situations. But ain't no goddamn, I'm leading my situation.
You females know, like, it's an alpha female. There's no alpha male. There's no such thing.
It might be with the niggas you talking to. But go ahead.
No, I'm talking about.
But go ahead.
Animals, period. That's where people get that alpha shit from.
What do you think it is in a lion pack?
Last night I was sitting with a group of girls for an hour before finally giving one of them my number. I just want her to feel comfortable. And if she doesn't message me, that's fine. We had a nice chat anyway, and I'm hoping for the best, so wish me luck. Well, I do wish you luck, Seth, and I hope that bitch is a bad bitch. And if she don't want to talk to you...
What you gonna do? You gonna pull up the Western Australia?
Uh-uh, he too young. But he too young for me.
That's how you feel?
I like older men.
I guess. I'm too young. I'm like, he ain't too far off from your ass.
He's 19. He's younger than me. I'm 22. I'm gonna be 23.
So you ain't never rocked with no dude younger than you?
I have once, and he ruined it for everybody. Absolutely. He ruined it for everybody.
What was bad about the experience? Because I know when I was younger, like, I talked to some chicks older than me.
I think it had a lot to do with him. Well, I don't know. I believe in the zodiac shit. I think it had a lot to do with him being young. He was scared to actually like me on some shit. Like, I feel like I was too real for him. I made shit too real for him.
Oh yeah, I was dating.
And I think I made it too real for him, and he got into like a panic mode, you know, and he kind of ghosted my ass. Straight up, y'all. I got ghosted. He ghosted my motherfucking ass.
The way you were saying it, I thought you had dipped on him, but I wasn't expecting it.
He ghosted me. Like, one answering the phone, like, one texting back, like, or was texting back real late or real slow or whatever like that. And I just went fucked up because, honestly, you know what I'm saying? I know in my mind you fucking with another bitch because you're trying to, you know, start something new or get something else fresh that your feelings ain't too much involved in because you scared of this shit right here.
Hold on, so what's the age difference you talking about, though?
He is about to be, I'm 22, he about to be 20. He's about to be 20.
That ain't that much of it. That's 2 years.
He's about to be 20.
But hold on, how old was y'all when it happened, though?
I was 19. No, I think I was 20 and he was turning 18.
Okay. I mean, that's a little bit different, though. Because, 20 and 22 ain't too much, but yeah. 18 and 20, yeah. Like, 18, you know, you just might be getting out here.
He was scared as fuck. And I honestly understood that because, I mean, he's an Aquarius, so, and I run away from real shit. I run away from real relationship. If I see a nigga really trying to talk to me and treat me right, and I know that I'm finna bullshit, and not really, you know, I'm not looking for no relationship or nothing like that, I'm gonna answer the phone sometimes. But I'm not going to keep talking to you or keep texting you because I don't want you to catch feelings for me. And now I have to deal with your fucking feelings. You know what I'm saying? I'm not the type to hurt nobody's feelings. So I'm going to just keep you at a arm's length. And that's kind of what he was doing with me. So I kind of understood it. But yeah, I got ghosted. Fucking ghosted, guys. Ain't nothing wrong with it, though. Don't y'all be ashamed of getting ghosted in this motherfucker.
I feel like it happened to everybody. You going to talk to somebody and then they fall off and just be like that shit. Like, the only way that shit I feel like gonna happen is, like, you gotta see him every day. That's when it's like, man, you ghosted, but I see you, motherfucker.
Yeah.
I see you ain't, yeah. Nigga. I see you, like, you Casper ass motherfucker.
Casper ass nigga.
Yeah, but.
Motherfuckers, I mean, shit. Hey, I wish you luck, Seth.
Hold on. So what's the shit? Like, what you feel like, because what was he talking about? Getting a girl a number or whatever. Because we got on alpha male, all kind of other bullshit. This goddamn part about if you should, what he was saying? Like, if you should give the chick your number or not?
You need to give a girl your number because women don't like passive.
Yeah, like whether or not you pulling a chick number.
Passive guys, like, what you mean? You don't, as you need to get the girl's number because women don't like passive guys. I mean, I kind of disagree because I give my number to a nigga. You know what I'm saying? Like,
that's different though.
Or get my number from you. You know what I'm saying? I actually be like, okay, so what's your number? Or okay, so what's your Instagram? Like, I wouldn't call it passive. I feel like this. Not every guy that you're having a conversation with is trying to fucking get your number. You know what I'm saying? Or at least that's how I take it. So unless, like, I see that he's kind of interested in me, I'll go ahead and be like, okay, so what's your Instagram if I don't want him to have my number? Or I'll be like, if I want him to have my number and I feel like we can talk a little bit, I'm be like, okay, so put my number in your phone or give me your number and I text you when I feel like it. or when I want to, or when I
see. That's that bullshit. Like the way you said that feel like, and when I feel like, nah, yeah, but it's a two way thing. Like, no, because that's when a nigga be on that. All right, bet then, bet.
But you just feel like, cause a nigga might text you at the wrong time, and then if I miss the message, who you thinking that I'm just got your number for nothing? You know what I'm saying? And I just don't feel like talking right now.
So would you rather do ask for your number, or would you rather him give you his number?
It always depends on the guy. I don't give a damn what nobody say. It depends on the fucking guy. If a nigga asks me for my number and I don't, you know what I'm saying, want to talk to him, I'm giving him my fucking Instagram. It always depends.
No, I'm talking about like, so in this situation, it's basically like if you vibe, if you vibe, okay, it's a dude you fucking with, would you rather him, hey, what's Sam, what's your number is, or hey, here go my number. You rather him give you his shit or get your shit? Like, do that matter to you? That's basically what he's asking, like, if that shit matter.
It don't matter to me. I guess what I'm saying, as far as passive guys, I don't know what the fuck you mean by that. Because it don't matter
like
to
passive,
me.
Like, dudes who ain't, like, I mean, basically, like, what he talking about, like, alpha male, like, the dude who gonna be like, I'm gonna run up. But, like, passive dude, that's like a nigga who just gonna be like,
a nigga that's gonna
just
kinda go
like,
for what
you know,
want.
Just, like, being soft. With, like, not soft, but, you know, like, a passive just like shit, you know, like you ain't up, you ain't just like coming all the time. Like if a chick like whatever, you ain't like, hey, what's up? Hey. Like a passive dude, just kind of like more playing it back.
Yeah, I feel you. But yeah, I guess I'm the type that I really don't care if he asks me for my number or not. If I don't give a fuck about that. If I rather nigga ask for, because if I want to talk to you, I guess that's the alpha female in me that's gonna be like, hey, so what's your number? Like, do you want to talk more? Or what's your Instagram? I'd like to, you know, like, anything. Like, or follow me on Instagram. If I'm at the club and I see a nigga, I'd be like, follow me on Instagram so I can, you know, show you some bottle prices or some flyers, or you could come out.
Oh, you're talking about when you're working or some shit. I'm like, why the fuck am I asking about bottle prices?
No,
I'm just thinking like a chick in the club on the regular. But I mean, when you said, I mean, I feel you on that. Like, I mean, for me, I done done both ways. Like, I done hollered at a chick, got a number, whatever, and I done gave my number out. And I mean, I feel like on the rail, like with that shit, it ain't no real right way to do the shit, because it's like, it really depends on the person. Because I didn't got a chick number, shit ain't worked out at all. Like, we never even chopped it up. Absolutely. I didn't gave a chick my number, we ain't never went nowhere.
Exactly.
In the same other way, shit didn't work out cool on both of us. So I feel like, really on that,
if you
want
to talk to a motherfucker, you gonna find a way to talk.
But, yeah, man, just for the most part, I feel like, man, holla at a chick, do your thing, and just move however you gonna move. Because if she fucking with you, she either gonna fuck with you. Because I feel like, if the chick really vibing you, if she the type of chick who like, I don't like you, like she wants you to ask for her number, but if she fucking with you hard enough, I feel like she's still gonna be like, I don't like that, but I'm gonna still see what it is. So I feel like, man, just go with your move and you're gonna see what it is from now.
Yeah.
All right, bet. Let's go ahead and get to these motherfucking jams and joints, see what the goddamn music looking like out here. You got that shit?
Yeah, he said music.
That's my Gotti shit right there.
Music.
Cocaine music.
Music. Yeah, we all say music like that.
We don't all say music like that. I say music, nigga.
You say music. So
you said music,
you know,
again.
He from Louisiana, I'm from Arkansas. That's how we say music. Okay, so the first jam ever for the first Stick to the Pod, well, second Stick to the Pod code. On and On by Erykah Badu, guys.
On and on. Man, that's a goddamn vibe, though. I ain't
gonna lie.
That shit, that's an always vibe. You know, niggas be sampling the shit out there.
Erykah know better than doing that. Why she do the game like that?
That shit be stupid. Ooh, hella vibe. That's an always vibe right there.
Bruh, you can vibe to that anywhere. You can just get out of church and and be like, on and on.
That bitch
got a
ride.
Jesus.
Like,
hallelujah. On and on.
Right out of church?
Yep, but the reason I picked this song, guys, is because I did a paper in a philosophy class, and we was talking about good, bad, evil, Christianity, how the black people and the white people became Christians, and all that extra shit, slavery and all that. And basically, I had a quote that said, what did she say? Most intellects do not believe in God, but they fear us just the same. So
Erykah said that?
Erykah said that. Most intellects do not believe in God, but they fear us just the same. So my question in my philosophy paper was, who was she referring to when she said us?
Oh, you said most intellects. Hold on, what's it?
Most intellects do not believe in God, but they fear us just the same.
Okay. I feel like right there, she's saying like, because I mean, you know, like you look at like scientists and doctors and shit like that, a lot of times they don't like, they super not religious. Like, because I mean, you know, it's more like scientific. So if you're a scientist,
they don't believe in God.
They don't tend to believe in God. But I feel like, because it depends on, like, if you religious, if you speaking from that joint, then, like, because a lot of folks, like, I think, I don't want to misspeak anything on another religion.
No, just tell me
but
what
But, like,
you mean.
Know, like, how that, like, that, like, we guys, like, that, like, some religions is, like, man is God, or, like, some, like, black, so I think, like,
the
some
black joint. The black, like, people are, gods. We are walking God. We are the gods. And that's why I was saying in my paper that everybody, it's basically was saying something about finding God or peace within yourself. That's pretty much what one of the philosophers was, it was basically saying when I read the paper or the book. And in so many words, it was saying, it did say that God is within you. You are your own. You have your own thoughts. You have your own thing going on. God is your own misinterpretations. Your version of good, bad, and evil, or whatever good you feel like it is, could be different from mine. You know what I'm saying?
I for sure feel like
your perception of your world could be completely different from mine. So I'm God of my world and you are God of yours. You see what I'm saying? So that's why when she said, and of course they don't want to believe it or talk about how we are the God, black people are just gods in general because of and our ancestors, period, guys. Y'all do your motherfucking history and look up Dane Calloway. Sorry to do this, but look up Dane Calloway. He talks a lot about this as well. And yeah, I wrote in, I quoted her and I said, most intellects do not believe in God, but they fear it's just the same. So it let me know that it kind of reassured me that I am God. You know, like, let
me. Is this related at all to On and On, or is this just by Erykah Badu?
It is related. The whole, I wish I could actually read the paper to you. You know, I have to do that off the camera, but it all ties into.
Huh?
It's long? No, it's not long at all. It's more like a, it's
like
literally
a short essay?
Yeah, not even an essay. It's probably like a paragraph, not even that, and it's double spaced.
Why? Hold on. Why you had more to say about the paragraph than it sounded like the goddamn paragraph? Because you said about 15,000 things on it, but it sounded like the shit. I'm thinking in my mind. I'm thinking like it'd be about to leave by 15 pages.
That's me explaining what the paper was saying because as my philosophy teacher, she understood everything because of the assignment. She knew everything where I was coming from, so I had to explain to you what was going on in the class in order for you to understand why I chose On and On and why I even put it in my paper, or why that particular quote even stuck out to me, and why I just like her song, her music, period, because she's honest. You know what I'm saying? Like, she's in tune with herself, and a lot of us need to, you know, touch bases on it.
I mean, you gotta always have respect for her, cause like, even since y'all have been out, like, it ain't been like, I'm gonna do my own vibe, and like, hey, y'all gonna rock with it. I mean, shit, everybody rocking with the shit.
Y'all gonna fuck with it, you ain't.
And I mean, like, I feel like that's like the biggest shit you gotta be on, like, just in people in general. Like, you just gotta be doing you. Like, everybody, like, don't be trying to cop nobody else shit. Just do what the fuck you doing.
Yeah.
And so, like, you gonna do whatever the fuck you gonna do. Don't be trying to fake and be nobody else.
Thanks.
Let me go on and get into my joint. I ain't gonna lie, right here, a little self-promotion, a little goddamn also podcast shit. Is the shit you heard when this motherfucker kicked the fuck off, you heard me? Goddamn the code by yours truly, your boy Ayo, you feel me?
Yeah, boy. Look,
you feel me? But yeah, man, that's I ain't really got too much to speak on that shit. Like, that shit on goddamn all your services or whatever.
So how long did it take you to write this song?
Right, man, I don't know. Like, I mean, shit depends on how I'm vibing. I mean,
yeah,
a song,
you write
that's
every
a day.
Other day. Type I, shit. Like, it, you...
Like, mute. I mean, like, a song, like, I can like, take, like, a minute off, because, like, I ain't really been, honestly, kind of, like, working on this shit. Like, I ain't really been working on my music, like, talking about, though I got some new shit coming, but, you know, this is about the podcast right now. But got some new shit coming, like, with this shit right here. But, I mean, a song, like, I can knock that shit out like it ain't nothing. Like, so, like, I used to do, like, a Freestyle Tuesday every week.
Okay.
Like, that shit was just, like, sometimes I had that shit beforehand, but then other times I'd be like, oh, fuck, okay, and then just knock that shit out, so... It ain't really too much, like, for me. Like, bars, I can do that shit all day.
Yeah, okay. But, all right,
I'm just saying.
Okay.
So I can do them bars all day, but, yeah, man, that's shit I be doing. Shit, I mean, it feel like, for the most part, that's an episode for the most part, huh?
Yeah,
it feel like an episode. All right, look, guys. So, shit. Everybody who, I got a few motherfuckers, a whole lot of international ones. I know you were saying that shit. We got a whole lot of international ones. But, shit, like, make sure, like, whoever, if we spoke on y'all shit, man, if y'all fucking with our advice, let us know if y'all took any of this shit we talking about. whose side y'all on with this shit, drop that shit in them comments.
No, for real. And look, y'all, don't be scared to comment and say who wrong and who ain't, because we gonna argue with y'all ass back in them comments. I don't care. I'm a troll. I'm a social media troll.
She gonna argue with y'all ass in them comments.
I don't care. And look, let me know what y'all think about the Erykah Badu situation and what y'all, how y'all feel about the God situation, because I mean, I don't mean to brush on no toes or nothing as far as Christianity goes, but I mean, just let me know what y'all think. Comment under that.
Oh yeah, because I'm a Christian, so you know, I mean, be your own vibe.
You know, some people believe in Jesus and some don't. Like, it is what it is. You know, like, I just, it's a lot. Like I said, watch Dan Calloway, wake some of y'all ass up. Y'all get on Dan Calloway, watch some of his shit. Y'all gonna know exactly what the fuck I mean and what I'm saying. If y'all don't care to know or care to even, I mean, shit, it is what it is. Arguing with me in the comments.
Yeah, it is. All right, look, man. Anybody who want to send in a situation and hear what the fuck we got to say about the shit, look, man, y'all can send in the shit on the goddamn Instagram, TikTok, or whatever. Them shits both ways. Stick to the Cold Pod. You can hit us in the Gmail or the email or whatever. It's just Stick to the Cold Podcast at Gmail. And shit, we on Reddit too. Like I said before, I'm still trying to get hip on that Reddit shit. Like, that shit be wildin', but man, it's just Stick to the Code on Reddit. We got a little subreddit on that motherfucker.
Absolutely. Shout out to you Australian, Europe, Italy, Rome people.
All that shit.
I appreciate y'all for tapping in. Like, y'all universal as hell. I fuck with this shit. Make sure y'all add us, though. Follow us on everything, like he just said. I mean, everybody, all the rest of the co-hosts, we'll be under the comments. Y'all can add us on Instagram, TikTok, or whatever y'all want to do, and send y'all questions to us if y'all feel comfortable. If y'all don't want to send it to the actual podcast, send it to us. We got you.
For sure that. Like I said, you know, it's your boy A.O. Yerim. You can follow me again, man. I'll let your boy. My personal shit, not the podcast shit. A.O. Forever, man. Tap in with that shit.
Y'all can follow me at Heavy on the Cat on Instagram, y'all. Yeah, and look, I'm going to follow y'all back. Some of y'all. If y'all ain't creepy, I'm going to follow y'all back.
They don't got that creepy ass profile picture. Their profile picture looking like
a dog right there. Or with some shades on. Like, y'all look like some killers. But anyway,
I'm can't be trusting y'all.
Nah, you can't trust nobody who put their dog on a profile picture. I don't trust you people who make accounts for you dogs. You hear me? Why is y'all making Instagram accounts for these dogs?
Motherfuckers be following them motherfuckers.
But why?
Like celebrity dogs and
who
shit?
Wants to see?
I mean, I don't give a fuck about it, but people be following celebrity
dogs. I don't. Why you can't post it on your own page?
Shit.
You don't have to.
They
have
dog got their own life, man. Dog out here thugging or some shit.
But the dog ain't recording. You is. Period.
I mean, I only get it if you got like a famous. If you were like famous with a pet or something. Because like at that point, you know, folks be doing like, you be doing like ads and shit like that.
You getting your kid up on Instagram. Like, you know, when your baby born and you doing the Instagram. And, oh, here's man, the baby picture.
And you had
but
that dog. You had that dog. You had like them dog fans. Somebody get to following your dog, yeah. And then now you got dog ads and shit. You got like, oh, whatever, fucking Purina or whatever dog shit.
Yeah.
You got ads just for your dog shit. Get your money, man. Don't be listening to her ass, man. Do y'all dog shit. If somebody gonna follow that motherfucker, I ain't gonna follow your dog. I don't give a damn. What's your dog, cat, moose, whatever the fuck.
I hope the metaverse get all of y'all. Metaverse. The metaverse get all y'all.
Yeah, nigga say the metaverse get your ass.
And Omarion, too.
Oh, shit. Your ass is bad as her ass with goddamn Omarion and shit.
Omarion. I'm a crone.
Y'all niggas. But look, man. Like I said, man, that's motherfucking episode in this bitch, man. Y'all right. Hey, be sure to hit that motherfucking review, man, if y'all fucking with us, man. Leave five stars on that shit, whatever you listen to podcasts on, whether Apple Podcasts, Google, Spotify, whatever, man. Tap the fuck in with us.
Bing.
We out this bitch?
We out this bitch.
We out this bitch.
Bye.
Oh shit. One more thing. We was out this bitch, but now we back in this bitch, and then we gonna leave this bitch one more time. Look, man.
Psych a mic.
Shit. Hey, look, man. It's one thing I'm gonna leave y'all with every week, man. Look, everybody has a different code. Just make sure yours is being real. Don't fake yourself, embrace yourself. And when you do the math, just make sure you at 100. And whatever your code is, man, stick to it. We out this bitch.
Bing bong.
Bing bong.
That's the fuck it.